This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Sorry, but our band just plays one song. They don't have a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but it is baseball's opening weekend, and despite the fact that he lives in a town without a major league team, NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. So, Tom, how are the Portland Beavers looking this year?
No clue, Scott. But here in Portland, I will tell you that we can't wait for great AAA action with the Beavs and rivals like the Reno Aces and the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Yeah,
that really is their team name.
I know, I understand. The Isotopes are one of my faves, as a matter of fact. Baseball opens on Sunday. Each team still needs to play 162 games. But with that in mind, what teams or players are you watching?
The New York Mets with their glossy new City Field, the defending champion Philadelphia Phillies, who are trying to become the first team since the 2000 New York Yankees to repeat, although that's hard to do in this age of baseball parity. The power division, though, is the American League East. You've got the Yankees. Mm-hmm. They missed the playoffs last year, the first time since 1993, and they hope they bought their way back into contention. The Yanks paid $423.5 million for three top free agents, pitchers CeCe Sabathia, A.J. Burnett, first baseman Mark Teixeira. Now, of course, the arch rival Boston Red Sox had to make a move. They added veteran John Smoltz and a few other pitchers, which gives them great depth at that position. Finally, Scott, Tampa Bay.
Yep.
They vaulted past both New York and Boston last season. They won the division, made it to the World Series. The Rays are young, have great pitching, and play great defense. So this American League East will be a great three-way race.
All right, you don't have to say anything. I just want to say on behalf of the American League and National League Central, Subway Series coming to Chicago. But let's talk the economics of baseball, okay?
Yeah.
Quite a lot of free agent movement during the winter.
Well, it was a depressed free agent market. You know, other than the top guys, many players had to settle for less than their asking price. And some teams are anticipating the economic crunch. They're discounting ticket prices. Not those crazy Yankees, though, who operate in a different economic reality. They have this new $1.5 billion stadium, which opened last night. With a win against the Cubs, sorry.
I missed that, Tom. I really need you to tell me that. Go ahead, yes.
The average cost of a ticket, by far the highest in the major leagues, $73. The estimated cost to a family of four at the new Yankee Stadium, $410.
Do you know why they had to open that Yankee Stadium? But it's the only way they could fill this new Yankee Stadium, by playing a team with, like the Cubs, with a national following. But let's go on to the NCAA. NCAA's Final Four. Michigan State meets Connecticut, and Villanova faces UNC. What do you see?
Well, I see Michigan State and Villanova as both underdogs, but I wouldn't be shocked if either or both of them won today. Guard play is so important in the college game, and both teams have great guards. Both are playing great defense as well, but UConn and North Carolina can boast the same things, plus more size. UConn has 7'3" Hasheem Thabeet. Try getting to the basket against him. North Carolina has a bevy of big men, principally last year's Player of the Year, Tyler Hansbrough. So the safe picks for today are UConn and North Carolina. They would also add a little discomfort for the NCAA if they met in the championship game Monday night. Mm-hmm. UConn and coach Jim Calhoun are facing allegations of recruiting violations. North Carolina star point guard Ty Lawson did a little casino gambling in Detroit, mm-hmm. which made the NCAA hyperventilate.
The women, they play their Final Four tomorrow. Any controversy lurking there?
No, the women's game is pretty darn clean. This Final Four is all about the women of UConn. They're undefeated. They're a truly great team. And a little tidbit to tuck away, Scott. Last time the UConn women won the title in 2004, so did the UConn men.
Yeah, no recruiting violations. They're really champions.
For now.
Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.